that song had a really deep effect on me when I was a young kid, because it was probably the first really, really dark piece of music that I'd ever been exposed to. I was so taken with, I guess it was Mary Clayton's vocal, just how that worked. Even then, I knew that that song was one of those songs that was like lightning in a bottle. They got the right take, and it was just perfect.
But as you say, quite unusual, because most songs at the time were sort of up and happy and, you know, at least positive. But this has a, you know, a dark...
It was very dark. Yeah. It was very, very much so the dark side of what was going on.
And was that the way you were at that time? Do you think you were you sort of looking for things that were less than perfect? Or?
No, I was still in grammar school. Yeah. But for some reason, I was always really, really attracted to that song.
You were taken towards that, yeah.
Yes.
So that's the first choice. So, John's second one is Tom Petty, Free Fallin'. Tell me about that.
I always loved Tom Petty's songwriting because it's so American. And it's almost like, I don't know, you know, I think he is satirical in a way in his lyrics. He makes these kind of sarcastic comments about American culture. And that was one of the things that I really love about that song.
The sound of his voice as well suits that kind of thing. He's a slightly snarky kind of edge to it, isn't it?
He has a very... That's a great word for it. He has a snarky edge about his voice. And I love the imperfection of his voice because he can sing like no one but himself, which I think ultimately works in your favor because he's such a talented writer.
You couldn't mistake him for anybody else, could you?
Exactly.